Episode 165, welcome to Steel and Naz, presented by Hedge Better, back in the building after off a couple weeks of a hiatus, but we got some, you know, real news here.
Banner 18, baby, let's go.
Banner 18, the Boston Celtics are your NBA world champions of the entire world, if I didn't say world already.
World.
Wednesday, June 19th, we're recording here. I just want to give a quick shout out to our sponsors, Slide Edge Fitness and Performance on 101 French Avenue. Get over to Craig Kelly. It's hot. It's beach season. You're trying to get, you know, a little Slide Edge on the competition, you know where to go. Also, the law office of Patrick J. Foley. I got down his address, so you're looking for representation, whether you're buying a house, got to do the legal work, 265 Willard Street, Quincy, Mass. Great guy, jogging around, ball of fire, 17-time Boston Marathon runner. I don't even know if that's the right number, but it sounds right.
Hey, true winner.
True winner.
It's something like that.
True winner.
Yeah.
Tonight we'll unload all of our Boston Celtics takes on winning the championship. First time since 2008, Banner 18. About a 5-year hiatus from, the Boston sports winning, you know, championships out of the four. You know, I love the Free Jacks, but, you know, we're doing the four professional teams here.
That parade counted.
Yeah, that parade for us, it did. It did. Also, we'll have a little bit of lowdown since the Sox, you know, have been a little hot. They play the best team in baseball last weekend, or one of them, I think, that right around the best record. Taking 2 or 3 from the Yankees. So we'll have a little, side note on that.
Who just get their ace back today?
Gerrit Cole.
Yes.
That's tight. And then also UFC 303 is next week. We'll touch upon that upon a little bit. I think we'll get some interviews in here within the next, you know, month or two, but probably going to take a little hiatus come, until football season, but we'll see what happens.
He just doesn't want to talk to Yankees every week.
Yeah, that's it too. And you know what? If the owner doesn't want to put anyone in this team, neither do I. I mean, neither do I. Why go to a game?
Have you been to one?
Not this year.
Okay.
It's a great museum. Like, it's a museum of baseball.
It is.
It's a museum. But
seats suck, though.
Oh, awful.
Like, that's a fact. That's a fact, Red Sox. Right? You've never been to Fenway.
They don't even have bleachers.
Yeah. Bleachers. Like, seats at Fenway stink.
Shout out Coach Reed.
Unless you're in like some shit.
Yeah, but what are we doing leading off with the Red Sox here? The Celtics, Banner 18, 2024 World Champions, 106-88 win at home in Game 5. Took the C's 5 games to do it. Not going to say I called this one too, but what do you know?
Oh.
He showed up.
Sir.
What's up, sir? How are you?
All right, so we're talking Celtics right now.
Yeah.
Good things. We just started.
That's fine.
It's fine. What's your beef?
No beef. I'm very excited for them.
Let's fucking go. We won Banner 18. I need more
hype. We did. Our year. Never in doubt.
What was the one thing you took from the series?
They fucking are easily the best team in the NBA.
Oh, no doubt.
They should win many more.
They should win
They're
many more.
They're fucking filthy.
They should.
Like, they didn't go to a game 6. I don't care who they played. I don't care who they got injured. They didn't go to a game 6.
I would have been interested to see how it would have gone against the Nuggets. I do think that would have been a series.
Could happen next year. And I think I think Minnesota did a lot of teams.
I don't think we can be too cocky. If we have Porzingis healthy, fully, I think they kill everybody easily. Without Porzingis, it might have been tough.
We're going to head to next year before talking about this year.
We already got to talk about it. I listened to Joe Mazzulla today on Part of My Take. He literally is on to next year.
Oh, he definitely is.
He said he was angry that other teams are getting better already and they were still stuck playing.
Well, that guy
That's
is
what
like,
you want to hear.
That guy
Dynasty
is like...
Dynasty coming.
Like, Belichick is like smug and doesn't talk to the media, and that was like his kind of like mystique. Like, Mazzulla does that, but he's not like being a dick. That guy's like an actual psychopath. Like, that guy's out of his mind.
It was a good interview. I never really knew shit about him. He seems like a quiet guy, but he was like funny.
Well, did he record this week? Because I listened to him.
I think it literally came out today.
Yeah, he was on Part of My Take today.
Okay. I think it literally
I listened to him a couple months ago, and he's a great listen.
Yeah.
But from a year ago, you would think, you know, rookie coach, they lost, you know, in game seven. You know, whenever a team loses in the NBA and deep in the playoffs, it's a lot of the heat is going to go in the coach. But what he's done with his team, bringing these superstars together, I mean, I'm going to give Mizzou a lot of credit. But, I mean, Brad Stevens bringing in these guys, trading away, you know, the Marcus Smarts, Rob Williams of the world. Love those guys. But you bring in Jrue Holiday, who absolutely made a difference in this series. Porzingis was great too, but you know, injuries, as you know, we stated in the beginning of the year.
Sam Hauser,
beast.
Well, fucking Porzingis' injury was one of the most ridiculous fucking, like, it had like 20 words in it.
I still have no clue. Like, yeah, is it in his leg? I don't know.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter.
Leg. Yeah, it's like
he didn't look great in game five either. I wouldn't have minded if he sat out, but whatever. I'm glad he played.
So I'm being told the doctors said no in game four, and he said, like, F that, this is the finals, I'm playing. They didn't play him in game four, and they played him in game five, and you could see when they were doing, like, pick and rolls from the three that, like, he couldn't get to the three-point line.
Just,
like,
that was tough. Him too.
Game one when he played, that was unreal.
He was an assassin.
Like, that's what I'm saying. He was an assassin. Nothing
the
even close to that in game
rocking.
Five. Yeah, he did his Shepard job. Tom. Like, he didn't need to play, but I'm glad he got to for him.
And one thing with Mizzou that I love, as a big movie guy, like, he comes out and he's just like, yeah, like, I showed him The Dark Knight. And fucking, yeah. I'm like, yes.
He said in the interview he watched The Departed the night before. Yeah. Yeah. I was like,
yeah,
okay.
Everything. I'm just like, that's a, like, you know what I mean? Like, right
that,
before
that
game
fired,
five.
That fires me up, too.
Like, I'd watch, like, Return of the King, like, right before fucking game
Little
five
Mad
or
Max,
something. Yeah, you know
Pursuit
what I mean? Fury Road. Yeah, like, it'd be lit. I'd be like, what fucking going? Then fucking.
Hardball?
They had Derek White was drinking a beer, like, after they were celebrating. Probably, you know, 11, 12 o'clock ballpark. And he said, I'm not going to try to get too drizzy. And, like, reportedly at like 3 a.m.
He
was just screaming, fuck.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Fuck. What name?
You said drizzy. I know you weren't talking about drizzy.
That was great.
Keep that name. Especially, it's Kendrick Day.
I should have just slid with it. I didn't understand. But, yeah, no, it just seems
don't
like.
Don't say that name anymore. He's a pedophile.
Parade is Friday. Anyone going
to
go?
I don't think I'll be able to make it. Yeah. I would love to, but I don't think I'll be able to make it.
I wish it was today. And but it would have been too toasty.
Way
today.
Too hot. Wait, yeah,
Gotta go. Honestly, in this day and age in Boston, you don't know when these things are coming.
I agree, but
I honestly don't. Other than the Celtics, the hope is slim.
The hope it's so not just slim, it's fucking nothing.
Gotta take advantage. This could be the last parade for a while.
Yeah, it's pretty much Celtics and like a Bruins miracle run.
Yeah,
like that's pretty much where we're at.
But I mean,
currently.
But
baseball can change in a heartbeat. That's just how baseball works.
Yeah.
Like, you can just, like,
they could have a great
the
team.
The free agent market could just, like, the fucking Red Sox could be
something
sick.
I didn't realize the Sox have won four times since 04.
I know it is crazy.
I looked and I was like, when the fuck have they been winning all these World Series?
They just sneak one. That's what baseball is.
Any attention
they just
to
sneak
them.
It in. Like, 2013 was just, like, the marathon bombing. That was just, like, destiny.
No
07
clue who's
good
on
roster.
That team.
You know, when they win 2018 was that was the best team they've ever had. But I
will say this ship didn't hit me as hard as the Garnett and Pierce.
Oh, absolutely not. Well, no, that was
but a lot of people have said it has, but I think it's just the ones who were hyper, like they love Tatum and Brown.
Well, that was
we were always kind of on the fence about them.
This one was similar in the fact, definitely though, that it was kind of like. They had to go out and prove it because it was handed to them in, like, July.
Yeah.
Because it was the same way in 08. Like, it was just, like, the Celtics would win the title fucking, like, there's no.
Writing was on the wall.
I feel like it was
they got Ray Allen and Garnett.
Wasn't it tough for them to win?
It was.
Didn't they play the Lakers in that final? Yeah.
But
I remember it being tougher than
they won seven games
in
the first
easy.
Round.
No. It ended easier. I'm saying, like, the preseason, like, expectations.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that was just, like we got Ray Allen and Garnett, and it was like, all right, see you at the parade.
Yeah.
And that was,
you're right.
That
and,
was
like,
their
this
rest
year
go.
Was pretty much, like, it was like, all right, we're going to be back next year. See you at the parade.
Yeah, but the teams this year, there wasn't any threats.
No, you did not play.
For whatever
you did not
reason,
play
the super teams weren't as super this year, I don't think.
But one thing you can't take away from them is, like, they did not play those big-name teams, but they buzzsawed everyone they played.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I mean, they did. They
nothing,
fucking
I don't give
them.
A...
I mean, the
it
hardest
was easy because it was supposed to be easy.
The hardest series they played was the Indiana Pacers. Who fucking thought that?
You think that was, that was probably harder than
they swept
probably.
Them. They swept them, but they
the
won
Pacers,
every
a couple
game
of those
by
games
like five.
Were toss ups.
Yeah, they could have gone either way. 08.
Fuck the Mavs.
Fuck the Mavs. 08 was their last go.
Kyrie legit I am curious, like, what his thoughts are about stomping on Lockie. He must regret that so hard.
Yeah, Kyrie's in the rear view. It's not a rivalry if you can't win on the other side. He's gotten smoked by the Celtics.
And also, you can't,
that's a forever rivalry.
We'll never play the Mavericks in the NBA Finals ever again. That guy's irrelevant to me.
You would bet on that?
I would bet on that. Yep.
And what do we?
I don't know if I bet on that.
Luka Doncic, Western European James Harden.
A little bit better. He's better shooter. Better shooter.
You think better?
But he needs to clean it up.
I said that.
He
creates fouls to get to the free throw line for himself, just like James Harden.
No,
that move he does suck. It's kind of like the old Paul Pierce move, but worse.
Yeah. He's Caucasian without a beard. He's James Harden.
Yeah, no, I'll go with that. Does he have a strip club issue?
No, he likes beer.
Yeah, he's a booze.
They call him fat. I don't agree with that.
The more you get,
I've seen a lot of fat people. He's not fat.
No, he's fat compared to other fucking NBA players because they're NBA players. That's not fair.
agreed. I wanted to say he's
like an average looking his like shape, man.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't trust him versus any guy on the Celtics.
No, he's built differently.
He's
than
not
them,
going but, four quarters as yeah, hard as
he's
those
not
guys
fat,
are.
You know what I mean?
No.
I wanted to go this comparison. So, 08, they were kind of on their last hurrah. All those guys were 33, 34. I mean, you got Tatum and Brown and 25, 26 years old. These guys are ready. These guys are ready for multiple championships. And this isn't even just ahead of time. 7-0 are going to go up in the rafters. It's going to happen.
100%.
Longevity. I think the over under on championships this team can get is two and a half. I think they can easily get one next year, and we'll see what happens going forward. But back on the series, this time around, NEJ could have gotten the MVP. I'm glad to see Jaylen Brown get it. Good to see some, winners at plus 750, cash some tickets.
Oh, yeah.
But, great. Shout out to both of them. They, have been getting absolutely attacked the past couple of years for not getting, to this moment. And rightfully so, they've had good teams, but they haven't been able to get over the hump. They finally get over the hump. I don't care who you play. They would have, even still, if they played the good teams, I think they would have smoked them. They're that good a team.
Yeah. I mean, it would have just taken.
If you want to play the shoulda, coulda, woulda game, I still think they would have beat.
Yeah, I think Nuggets would have been the only team.
Jokic
and Giannis could have had just unbelievable series and maybe taken it. But it would be a seven. We'd be the favorite and could probably win. There's no other team that's we avoided that and they would have beat us.
This would have been a little tougher.
Yeah.
You see Jokic playing ball with the boys on the street?
No,
he was just playing a random pickup game in his own country. It was
horses
fucking sick.
In the background.
And he didn't even look like that dominant either. He was just moving around without the ball. It was kind of funny.
Yeah, good guy. No, one of the biggest things that fired me up with Jaylen Brown was when they had him mic'd up and he was like, no. Like if Luka's still out there, I'm out there.
Yeah.
Love that.
You can just tell he's a fierce competitor. He's not as, expressive as a Kevin Garnett, but I can tell that Jaylen Brown has that mentality. Jason Tatum is the way more, quiet. I'm going to just do my work type. Jason Tatum was good offensively. Jaylen Brown won the MVP based on his defense against Luka Doncic. He was unbelievable going up and down. I mean, every game again at home in particular, I get that Luka was getting, 30 points probably a game, but this guy's shooting 35, 40 times a game. So it's all right, at what point is it more of just free throws? And he can score 30 whenever he wants. It doesn't mean we're going to win by 20 anyway.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I didn't have a scorching hot take. They deserved slander after game four. I mean, I didn't think the series was in doubt or anything like that. Nothing, no hot takes. But, you lose by 40. It's fucking... Yeah.
They couldn't hit shit.
No, yeah. No,
we might
have
had a better shot.
Yeah, that was a... All right, let's turn this off. We're on to game five. Game,
it
that
seems
happens.
Every game they lost was because they couldn't hit a fucking shot.
No, I think, the other two games
so
they
it
lost...
It is what it is.
The other two games they lost other than the Mavericks were blowouts. The best shooting.
I rather them lose the blowouts than the close games.
They were the two best shooting games.
You can look at
those
games and be like, these guys just couldn't hit the broadside of a barn.
Oh, yeah. No, that game was very over.
Winning games like that.
And we cannot not talk about the greatest half-court shooter of all time, Peyton Pritchard.
Place went bananas.
That was one of the most jealous I've ever been of not being at the Garden when he hit that shot.
He's on the books for one. He played 1 minute. No, he didn't play 1 minute. He played 4 seconds, and it was the fucking half court shot. That's all they needed him to play. Yeah,
He didn't come in at the very end.
No, they kept their core six guys in for most of it. I mean, Hauser had a good game too, so they kind of.
I think he kind of took his minutes in there in the last 2 minutes.
It was one for one plus three,
and it got that house going. I mean,
that was one of the most electric things I've ever seen. Momentum.
I realized they were up like, all right, so that was to go up like 21 or something, 22.
Yeah.
So like, I get they were like close up to 20 anyways. The momentum was already their way, but that fully just
That was a kill shot.
Yeah,
it's nice when you're like, that's probably going in too. Like when he shot.
Mike Breen was like, oh, here he goes. This is why he's in here or something like that. And then, like everyone on the fucking court knew that's what they were trying to do when he went in there. And
You got to double team him.
And it wasn't Lucas Grill.
It wasn't Lucas Grill. The book of Kyrie Irving against the Celtics is over. It's closed. It's not going to open back up. We dominated him. He didn't have one good game in Boston. He had 3 chances to do it. Sucked every time. He did play good at home. The game they blew us out, he played well that game too. But, you know, I think the gentleman's sweep was for the taking.
Well, they really got into his head too because he like admitted we got into his head. He's not a guy that like would say that unless like he was like, fucking, they got me.
No.
He's not a guy. Like, he's a guy that would be like, yeah, like they say what they want or spin zone, whatever. Me. Yeah, like it's whatever.
I'm in line with
The world's flat. Yeah, whatever the fuck. But he was straight up like, yeah, he was like, they kind of got me.
Can't deny it. We got his number here.
Well, they're saying like, oh, he's more mature. He's been better the last couple of years. I'm like, it's only like that because he's in a better situation. Like, their team made
I don't have any beef with them, though. I do kind of fucking like Kyrie these days. I like his shoes.
Bad take.
Fuck you.
I don't think I know what the Kyries look like. They're good shoes?
Yeah, they're like Indian shoes.
They're awful.
They have like...
That makes sense. That's why I haven't seen them. Okay. That's why I haven't. Okay. I don't see that side of the shoe stuff.
I got no beef with them. I mean, I'd have beef with them if he beat us. But the fact he comes here and gets booed and fuck Kyrie's the entire game. When he fell into the scorer's table or whatever, it was getting Kyrie sucks. Like, well, he's down on another 300-pound man.
Oh, yeah.
I was laughing. That's awesome.
No, we were like...
Relentless.
At game one, we were eating him up.
I feel bad. I like feel bad for the guy.
We were eating him up game one.
That's what we said last episode. We said
I shouldn't feel bad for him because he stopped on Lucky, but like he brought this all on himself. Everything's deserved. You don't do that. That's terrible luck.
Not in this house.
Terrible luck.
Yeah, and I mean, it's not even...
He probably never wins another game in Boston in his career.
Don't step on a leprechaun, dude. That's not even like... It's not even like a basketball.
He must have been in a dark place to do that.
You know what I mean? Like, that's unlucky.
They said he had 5 DNPs in Boston. Like, so he just wouldn't play. He had 5 DNPs. That's insane. And we said last week or the last episode that who are we going to hate more after the series? Kyrie, Luka... Or we're just going to wave goodbye to them, not really be like hate them more.
Whatever.
Whatever. They're gone.
No, that was an absolute whatever.
There's definitely no rivalry between the Mavericks. Like,
there's none.
Good luck to them. But they're never beating this team. No fucking shot.
When we lost to the Warriors, I was like, I fucking hate
them. Well, they're not going to get through the West again.
The Warriors and like the Heat are way more annoying than.
Yeah.
The reason why the Celtics
no beef with them. Thank you for coming and getting your ass.
Carry on.
Even Curry went down like a good soldier. He said, "Better team, no fight."
He's still talking some shit.
He said.
He says he's not even a fan of Dallas. He's only a Luka guy.
Yeah, he said he knew that the Celtics were gonna win anyway. I'm like, yeah, bullshit.
Yeah, stab padding James
Harden. Yeah, 3-0. Come on. Did you think that PJ Washington throwdown on Kristaps was dirty?
Yeah,
I thought that was pretty fucking dirty.
Yeah.
It was aggressive.
It was aggressive.
I don't know how that's not a flagrant.
And I mean, because they, and not just that, but it was also like, not just that throwing him down, but they clearly knew he was hurt. And like the second he came in, we're attacking on offense. Yeah. So like everyone knew he was injured. It wasn't like he
beat down this. Like, that's fine.
Oh, of course. Yeah. No, attack the injured guy,
but do not throw him to the ground. Yeah, don't throw him.
Like he was definitely, like there was definitely, and I'm not saying it was like the dirtiest hit, but there was definitely a small part of fucking his brain that was like, if I push this dude, like he might fucking be gone. Yeah, yeah, you know what I mean? Like there was a small part of that.
In some way, respect. Yeah, but also none.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like it's just like ridiculous.
His plus minus was negative 26 and he only had 4 points. That's probably why I threw him down.
Because he was fucking tough.
That sucked. That dude, not too impressive.
Yeah.
I don't remember how he was in the rest of the playoffs, but he did shit against us.
Yeah, he was their third guy.
The big guy was a problem. Lively. He was pretty good.
He's only 20. He's very going to be very good.
He could be an issue.
Yeah, he's going to be very good for their future. The Mavericks definitely have something in that kid for sure.
We'll see what happens with free agency, but that's why I think the Celtics have a chance to repeat, is they have a way easier, you know, to get through the East than like Dallas has to go through the West again. Like that's not like
it's too early. Yeah, you never know where the free agents.
I know
where the merry-go-round will land these guys. So we gotta wait.
It's very weird for us to have like the top six like contract up. So like, from a Celtics perspective, like I literally don't give a fuck about free agency. Like who we're gonna get, like anything, like any rumors or anything. Like it's like not even.
Yeah, get a we're gonna have to get
some new bench role guys,
some rotational guys
that are turn into something. Because like I've heard people say Hauser's gonna be worth too much now to re-sign.
Well, he's a club option for $2.1 million. You got to keep him.
Oh, if they can keep him, they should.
They're gonna keep him for one more year.
Is Al coming back?
Yeah, Al's coming. Actually, big shout out to Al Horford.
Al Horford, yes.
After 17 years,
yes.
Gets his first championship.
That was nice.
Big shout out to Al. They get to retain everyone. So, you know, Brown and Holiday are on deals.
Yeah, Hauser's like the only bench guy I can think of that I would like to see like 100% back. Payne Pritchard.
He signed a four-year, $30 million deal last year.
Is there anyone else? So you have the
core seven. So you think Luke Kornet's gone. Xavier Tillman had a great game three. He's gone.
He was solid, honestly.
Yeah, he was.
I like him. But no, he should be signing back. What's he fucking really want for
what's
money?
His name?
He should be making $100,000 a year, to be honest.
The Kansas guy, yeah.
Mikolajczuk or Mikolajczuk or whatever the fuck his name
Play
is.
Get rid of him.
Played 1 minute the other night.
1 minute the other night, more rings than Joel Embiid.
Boom.
Fuck you. Yeah. Fuck Philly.
O'Shea Brissett.
I'd be scared if I was any other team. Like, whatever superstars are thinking of create a good super team, like it will be to take out this six.
Of course, no, yeah, it is, and again,
this team is as solid gets.
But it's not even just the talent; it's just the way they play with each other. I think that speaks volumes of like how you, like you look at the Suns. They brought in Beal. They had Durant, Devin Booker. They didn't gel like this team does.
Because you can't just throw a bunch of people together. I mean, like it was like the first year. The Heat, when they started the super team, they didn't even gel till like halfway through the season. And then they still made it to the finals. And then the next 2 years were the Heat that they were supposed to be.
It had a man.
We already kind of had a super team sneaky. And then we just got the missing parts that we needed badly. Yeah. Like I don't know if I'd say Porzingis or Holiday. Yeah, they are super team makers. But like,
yeah.
They're not like those kind of names you just threw around.
They're not those super teams. Definitely
but they
not.
Were exactly what we fucking needed.
But Jrue Holiday has fit the label as most underrated player in basketball for years now. He was sensational.
I wanted him to win the MVP, honestly.
The only reason I'd say he's not is because he's more known now, and he got replaced for that title by Derek White.
Oh, yeah, you know. Yeah, great.
Like, I'd say Derek White's the most underrated player in the fucking NBA.
He snapped his tooth.
That was bad. Like, that was...
He came
like,
right back
hardwood is not nice to fall on. Yeah. And that was feast down. Fucking...
He probably has a few more loose ones that we
should... Oh, yeah.
He might be getting full veneers, after
broken. Yeah, like, dude, that was like... He got fucking smoked into that.
They
had
Tatum on hot mic, and he's like... right after, he's like, how do I look? Tatum's like, ugly as shit. Love to see that.
He already looks pretty rough. Yeah, that didn't help him, but character points big time. Yeah, that's what Boston loves.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
He's a legend for that.
I mean, Isaiah Thomas lost a tooth, too. Yeah. He's the second guy to lose a tooth for the Celtics in the last decade.
Looks like they're going to get their core seven back, though. Hopefully Porzingis can get himself at least a little bit healthy. I think that's an important piece that you need to get like the backside of your bench is a legitimate, you know, second, third center option. And like, I think those are dime a dozen in the league. You can legit pay a vet, like the vet minimum, just to, you know, if Porzingis is hurt, if Horford can't play 30 plus minutes anymore. But Horford, you know, I think he had a great playoff for the player he is now.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't think you can really down talk him at all. Got his first NBA ring. I think he's going to be a Hall of Famer. I think that's the way he's going.
That probably threw him over the thing. Like, he was definitely, I think he could have been in there anyway.
Yep.
But it was like close, like on the line. But I'd say the ring gets him over it. Gets him over it.
I think he's like a, you know, 6-7 time All-Star.
Yeah, he had great years down there with the Hawks. He just like obviously didn't win that much because
the Hawks.
Yeah. But, like him and Joe Johnson.
I mean, Brad Stevens, man, he came in. Shout out Danny Ainge too, Danny. I mean, they keep showing the trades of, you know, they literally got rid of their last, you know, great team to get this team, which is, have you ever heard that in another sport ever? Like, they literally traded Kevin Garnett and Paul Pierce, Jason Terry to Brooklyn to get those first round picks. You know, everyone knows the story, and then you get Tatum and Brown. Like, has that ever happened? Like,
it was a process, though. These guys went through hell. If they didn't win this year, we would probably fucking saying to get rid of them.
And I would say it's probably been attempted. Like, I don't have like an exact example off the top of my head, but it definitely never worked this well.
And I get
like no team did that and then got like two surefire Hall of Famers and back-to-back drafts.
And I get that the you know, winning the finals is the ultimate prize. These guys, we're playing the league 7 years. They've been to the Eastern Conference Finals 5 times. I mean, that's worth something. I get it's not worth everything. You got to win the final.
Yeah,
but these guys have played some.
Oh, absolutely. That's why you see the things like Tatum has more points in fucking the Kobe. NBA playoffs than anyone ever, because he's just been in the Eastern Conference Finals or the finals since like every year of his career. Yeah.
I think his rookie year was when the Scary Terry year when they lost LeBron in the game 7 there.
Yeah, I think so. But he dunked on LeBron still. And who's got the ring now?
And then they didn't score another point. I was in the nosebleeds for that game. How was your experience of game one? You went.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
You dropped it.
It was fucking rocking. I was waiting kind of a little bit just because, like, everyone knows how the Celtics go. Like, they were up 20. I was like, oh, the comeback's going to die. I think they only got it down to 8, but then we rawed back and brought it back up to 20. I had an absolute fucking blast.
Yeah, that seemed, and you got to the shit on Karin the whole night.
Yeah, pretty much.
Like
his biggest mistake was not wearing the cowboy fit.
I don't know.
Yeah, he teased it. If he wears that, things change.
Probably would have won.
They might have won, but he also...
You can really put the loss on Karin's shoulders on that.
They might have won the game if he does that. We also probably would have got beat up. But for the love of the game, I guess he should have fucking done it.
How loud was it in there?
He said
the people were loving the Slovenia jersey. So if he wore that with the cowboy boots and hat, he might have been okay.
It is a nice jersey.
He definitely got more respect than like the people in just like a fucking Mavs Luka jersey. He definitely did get more respect. Like he didn't get
that's true much, fan type shit.
Yeah, he didn't get much like real shit talking. Like he got shit. It's fucking game one of the finals. You're wearing a jersey for the other team. Like it's like. And he got, like, hackled.
Yeah, have to.
Yeah, but, like, no one was aggressive.
Not my balcony if he's not getting a little bit hackled.
Exactly, and it was fantastic. The game was amazing. We had aisle seats.
Nice.
It was fucking perfect.
Concessions?
No, we just ripped it, dude.
South pizza? You get a big pizza?
Raw dog. Did not get a bag.
No, they didn't eat.
We had a day. Saw friend of the pod, Devin Alexander, outside. Oh, shout out Rolling Relief. Took some photos with him.
There we go.
There's a band out there. Oh, yeah.
You did
music.
Some content. You were content.
Yeah, it was a spectacle, the event of it all was just as good as the game. Like, it was awesome. It was obviously a bit expensive, but I would recommend cashing in and going to a finals game 100%.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just going to throw it out there right now. If you're, if you're in Quincy, Mass on a Friday night and you're in a place called the Irish Pub, tip that bartender. He needs it right now.
Needs it.
I'm not saying he needs the money. He needs some happiness. Because his team will just went down.
Yeah, I can hell tonight.
He'll be okay. I do got to run.
You got to run?
You got 4 minutes. Kendrick concert. I wasn't kidding.
All right. Talk about it. Where are we going?
Well, it's going to be streaming. On Amazon Prime, so it doesn't really matter to the people listening to now.
Oh, so you're just going home to watch it?
Yeah.
Nice. I thought maybe it was at the Garden. Like, no?
Do they have Amazon Prime here? I don't know.
I think they do, but...
Yeah, we can figure that out.
do what you want to do. I mean, Kendrick's your world.
Yeah,
so.
I'm not pressuring you. Yeah. Do your thing.
We're probably going to talk about baseball and NFTs.
I don't want to do that.
Yeah. What else have you liked? Conor McGregor canceled his
fight. Yeah, I don't
love that. Tough L.
But seems like it's still good backup fights, but not good.
Yeah, Mike Tyson had an episode. They canceled that. No, Alex Pereira is fighting UFC 303 against Jiří. It's a rematch. Should be good. Brian Ortega is the co-main. Who only time I've ever seen Brian Ortega fight was when Max Holloway was just picking him apart.
Yeah, and respectfully to him, that's like the only time he's ever been too picked apart. He's a badass.
And they have Anthony Smith at 38-19 in the how is that fight the third to last fight? And you got my boy Michael Venn Page fighting in the first one against Ian Garry, undefeated, and it's just crazy. Is Michael Venn Page going to win that? And Garry has been shaky the last couple of fights.
I'm
calling the upset right now. I don't know what the line is. Would love to know the line if someone wants to call in, tell me. You can't hear this right now. It's a podcast, but you got my drift.
Yeah, and I don't know how Anthony Smith's contract works with the fucking, like, dude. He's just like he's an announcer 1 week, and then he's just in the ring like 2 weeks later. The UFC just does whatever they need with that guy.
What do you think? Are you a fan of that Mike Perry guy? Is he a former UFC?
Yes, he is.
He's fighting Jake Paul.
Jake Paul.
Next
should
month.
Be a good one. He's been doing all the bare knuckle fighting.
Was he? I was going to say he was in Bellator too.
Yeah. No, he's like after the UFC, he's kind of touched it all.
Do you think he beats up on Jake Paul?
No, Jake Paul wins.
No?
Probably Jake Paul. I think Jake Paul wins. It would be close.
I think you're going Jake Paul over Tyson?
No.
I like.
I'm just not going to say
I'm
that.
Just not going to. I would never just like go against Mike Tyson.
I think he's
going
to win.
You love playing with fire, though. So.
I'll say you're staying away from it. Like
one of the most fearful human beings in our entire existence.
Not Mike anymore, Tyson. Though. He's a fucking shroom guy. Yeah, I mean, he's still. Don't get me wrong. He could knock Jake Paul's face into the stands.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He could.
He's going to be so high walking in that ring.
I mean,
I don't know what to expect.
When he fought Evander, I think he fought Evander Holyfield like a couple years ago, like a rematch. He was just smoking weed like in the warm up spot. He wasn't even.
He's definitely a lot less scary to face than like primetime Mike Tyson.
Oh yeah, I mean
Jake might beat him. It's possible.
It's possible.
I think like it
he should
probably should happen.
Yeah,
but like I'm not going against Mike Tyson.
No.
I'm not doing
but
that.
I was curious if you thought he could beat Perry. Sounds like you think he can.
I think he can definitely beat Perry. I think he needs to fight actual boxers. That's a UFC fighter.
Tyson an actual boxer?
One of the best boxers of all time. But he's
retired.
He's retired.
But and it also will be tough for him against Mike Perry, though, because Mike Perry is coming off of like bare knuckle and shit. So like he's been just going to fucking war. very literally.
He's active.
Battling.
He's
well active. Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah, he's not a washed up. Like he's been out there.
Like how do you knock out a guy who's been doing bare knuckle fights?
I think it was him, me and Maluzi were watching it and went to extras and fucking the bare knuckle thing. Like they were like,
does he do well?
They were like, oh, it's like round five. Yeah, I think he won like one of the titles.
Okay. Yeah, that's good.
But they were like, yeah, like we're on to like round six because there's extra fucking round. Like we were like, what?
I like it.
Let's see another quick one before you go to Kendrick. 3.5 win total on the New England Patriots over under.
Under.
I think under.
Goodbye.
Too. Goodbye.
Definitely wins. Under.
That's a good way to go,
folks.
Out. Good way to go out, Magic Mike.
Maz, you know, pleasure. Don't say no to challenges.
Don't say no to challenges.
I was disgusted.
You don't say yeah to challenges.
I didn't get challenged.
I mean, I'm
challenge him.
Showtime's challenged me to box. I said, get in my weight class. That's a fair request.
That's rules.
I can't fight him. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Showtime. You look like you're in good shape, but like drop a little more.
I'm just past my prime with the milk.
The fact that you're saying no.
Oh, he sat back down.
I'm sitting back down because I was so disgusted by what I was reading last night. Anton challenged you to a very fair match. Like Anton has not done anything athletic God knows how long.
But I'm not a basketball player.
I don't care. You do things.
I would.
Like you're still out here doing things. Anton, I don't think is like dribbled a basketball or done anything athletic.
He's still on the couch.
And God knows how many years.
He's still on the couch.
And you denied him a fucking challenge.
No, I'll do the challenge, but I'm not pouring. I told you I graduated from milk.
We can find something else.
Yeah, we can find something else. I'm in for doing. Right, like,
but the vibe you were giving was you were kind of like saying I don't think I can beat him. You sound like you don't think you could beat him.
No, my thing is, if I do lose, I do, like, I'm done with milk. I'm not doing it anymore.
No, you're probably worried that if he beats you, you're done with athletics.
Oh, no, that's not it at all.
I think that's it.
No, it goes way deeper
than the milk.
No,
you're scared. Your career's on the line. Beat by a guy who hasn't done anything athletic in probably 10 years.
I could assassin that malted milk ball.
Huh?
He's a malted milk ball.
Then we gotta, like, now's the time to do it. Well, basketball's still kind of fresh.
Not in 95 degree weather, but yes.
I think that makes it even better.
Yeah, maybe the weekend. Like, maybe the weekend.
I'd love to see
it. What, do you want us to play naked? I'll play. No, I'll play, but yeah, the milk's out.
That's really what I came here. I wanted to see that challenge.
You're getting real, like.
I was ready to quit.
You were getting real hot. Like, you're getting real out of it.
I was ready to quit. I'll stand by it. Like, that was a great challenge put out by Anton, and you cowered.
There's no reason to quit. We're just talking, we're having fun, doing our thing. I'm gonna play basketball again with them. It's just,
yeah, not to mention, know. You actually play basketball.
I don't. I literally just run around and miss threes. I'll be the first one to say I am not a good basketball player.
It's sounding way more like he's scared that he's going to get beat by a guy who hasn't played anything in 10
years.
No,
I can outrun him. That's pretty
key. Yeah, that's key. I feel very confident. I think anyone in here could beat Anton. He's cocky. He's scary. He's probably going to throw bows at you to death. He might beat you.
You're just a chicken counter. Like, I don't count my chickens.
But if he challenged me, no way in hell am I not doing it.
No way in hell.
I'm doing it. I just not
for
milk.
If he hears that and he comes at me with the challenge, I'll stand by my words that I said. Okay.
All right.
And I'll dump milk on my head. I'm not scared of the milk. I got to go watch this concert. You guys enjoy
good
the
luck run. Yes, enjoy the show.
I'll let you know how it is.
Sounds good.
Later, Magic Mike. Have good a day, night.
Go Celtics. See you at the parade.
What's your batting average in softball?
Is it good? I'm on a slump.
Your slump? You'll be back.
Yeah, I haven't gotten. I got one hit last night. I'm probably batting like 33%. 33?
Yeah.
330?
Perfect. That's great. 330,
yeah. That, we love that.
We'll take that. That's 1-for-3 a game.
That's Hall of Fame numbers in the Major League Baseball.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Get it done, sir. Go Kendrick. Fuck Drake.
Don't thank me. Thank history.
Yeah, right.
I guess we'll get into baseball now. Haven't watched too much, but over the last, 10-11 games, the Red Sox are waking up. Anton's Tampa Bay Rays are in last place. And Steel's Yankees, are cream of the crop right now, but
wagon
took a quick 2-1 series loss against the Sox.
Proud of you. Won the World Series in June.
I know.
Congrats.
It's great. But I've been saying it, and a lot of people have been saying it, like, just what, John Henry has let Craig Breslow do, and, not giving Alex Cora a contract has just been out of control. And, are they going to fight? Are they going to do anything about it? These players have gone in and done everything they can. Tanner Houck, I looked yesterday in the FanDuel. He is I get it. It's June 19th, but he is third favorite to win the Cy Young right now. Isn't that fucking that's crazy?
Where was Luis Hill?
I think he was second.
Perfect.
The guy Gill, but it's silent.
Hill,
but it's Gill. Like, it's Hill, but it's I hate that. I guess I can't blame
get culture, dude.
History or culture, but.
Just hates.
But their pitching's been good. If they want to continue to do anything, they're gonna have to get some hitters at the deadline. Tom Cooper, aka Garrett Cooper, got DFA'd. Christian Cassis has been hurt, so their first baseman hole has been, pretty absent. Bobby Dalbec back up in the league, still hitting like .50. I'm gonna talk about, the guys who have been impressing on this team. I mean, led by their, top guy, Rafael Devers, having his 13 jacks. And then you brought by a couple guys up, who have been battling. Jaron Duran, leadoff hitter, has probably been their best overall player when you're talking about defense, offense. And then you have Tyler O'Neill, who has 17 home runs, and I want to say, I'll see it right here, and he has 26 RBIs. 15 home runs, 26 RBIs.
That's awful.
That means at least 13 of those home runs were solos.
Yeah, straight up.
He hits fucking bombs. If the Red Sox fall apart, he'd be a great trade bait, like, trade for, a contending team going to the to the dance in October. I still don't see the Sox going to the dance, but stranger things have happened. Stranger things have happened. The Yankees are at 51-24, 2.5 games off the Orioles, 11.5 on the Red Sox, and the Red Sox are currently 2 games behind the Royals for the final wild card spot. So right now they're hanging around.
Sick.
My team's better.
So the first place New York Yankees have been incredible. The pitching's been amazing. Shout out to Gerrit Cole, the current reigning Cy Young winner, who comes back to make the pitching staff even better today. It is Gerrit Cole day. Hill, as you just said, second in Cy Young voting. He's like an almost sub 2 ERA. 9-1. Soto has been an absolute fucking animal for them. Aaron Judge should be MVP. Giancarlo Stanton has 17 home runs.
26 home runs, Aaron Judge. I think Soto has like 20 as well, right?
Yeah, 18.
18, same shit. But speaking of FanDuel, I looked at AL MVP odds. Aaron Judge, Juan Soto. 1-2. Same team.
As it should be.
Nuts.
And that's like Gunnar Henderson's like the only one that's even in the American League that's kind of like in competition.
And close, yeah. He's having a good year. Another team having a good year. The Royals have been playing really well. I just mentioned them. Team that I don't think anyone looked at. Don't even really know who's on their team.
Bobby Witt.
Oh, yeah. He is he's a MVP. Like, he's in the backside of it, but he's there. Salvador Perez has, he won the championship with them in, was that 2015?
Mm-hmm.
Hunter Renfroe, didn't even know he was on the team.
And,
way to play hard.
Pasquatino,
first baseman.
They call him Pasquatch.
Pasquatch.
And I love
seven
him.
Homers. Having time. Where are these pictures? Oh, actually, that. All right, my thing's just bugging out.
Pasquatch.
Yeah, first base. But where's the pitching? Up top. Cole Reagan, Seth Lugo.
He's having a Cy Young candidate.
Yeah, Michael Wacha is in the back side of there. So having a good year. And on the other side, I'm sure it's the Phillies having a good year.
Yep.
Sox took 2 or 3 from them. Atlanta Braves, Chris Sale looking like he's going to have a comeback player of the year type season. Then you have the Dodgers that, are just doing their dance. They're going to probably finish with a 30-40 above 500 record. Shohei Ohtani, 20 home runs, 316, and MVP leading candidate.
Yeah, whatever. Fuck them.
Good to see on the front. But back of the Red Sox.
Who cares?
Yeah, who really cares? But 4 in a row. Four in a row. 7-3 last 10. 4 in a row.
Oh, my God. You've won 4 in a row.
18-20 at home. You know why? Because good for Boston fans not going out and supporting their team. You know why? If the owner's not going to support it, why the hell should you? Why the hell should you? And
some shitbag on the Orioles yesterday hit Aaron Judge in the hand.
Oh.
He missed today's game. X-ray is negative, though.
Anthony Rizzo heard something, too, right?
He got hurt, which is having the Yankees now call up Ben Rice, who has been tearing the cover off the ball in AAA. So the Yankees might just be getting better.
Bobby Dalbec, probably AAA player of the year, did not tear the cover off the ball in the major league. So we'll see how it goes for him.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes for him. And on top of that, I'm getting the Martian back eventually, too.
Oh, wow.
He's coming back from Tommy John, which is going to be like 2 months.
The Martian.
Dominguez,
yep. And then
my other stud rookie. Things are just like the Yankees have that record and are missing 3 of like their better players. Like I'm gonna it's just gonna get better.
Did you watch the Brady retirement thing or whatever?
Just clips. I could not catch it.
I watched the whole thing. One thing I took about there was just there's too many teammates talking. But the people who got it done, like Belichick, came in and said some good shit. Everyone kind of booed Kraft, which is like a new thing just because of that documentary and like trying to make Bill look like the bad guy a little bit. Tom was sensational, gave a motivational speech at the end. My 2 takeaways from it of like non-Tom Brady things was Randy Moss basically crying when the fans, acknowledged him when he was talking. I don't think because he's the type of player, I think his numbers were definitely better. Not better in season wise, but overall longevity in Minnesota. But I don't think he's been gotten that reception from any fan base since he's retired. So I think that's big time. Also, Vince Wilfork came in. They called him the best nose tackle of all time. He was looking like $1 million.
Love that.
Unbelievable.
I love that. One of the clips I saw too, Drew Bledsoe. It's like, yeah, this guy was the worst backup QB of all time.
Yeah.
He was like, fuck him.
Drew Bledsoe should just start his own comedy tour because that guy's outrageous. He was shit-faced by the end.
I'm sure. Yeah. I'm sure they all were, as they should be.
And then the four Barstool guys like who went to jail, they got the invitation. And then Prez went up to the Harp. Harp is very nice, by the way, in Foxborough. If you haven't been there yet, it's the old CBS scene. Great, you know, apps there, drinks, good stuff. They got some self-promotion there for him. But he left to go watch the Celtics. I think it was game 3.
Got to do what you got to do.
Yeah, it's not like leaving the Super Bowl or anything. Like you were there. It was a 3.5-hour event.
Yeah.
And Brady went at the end, which I think is kind of like what people are mad about. Well, if people are mad at all.
And that's crazy to be mad about that, because that's like, why would you think anything differently than that?
Yeah.
Why would it not end with Tom Brady?
It was the first part of our year.
Yeah.
And that's it, you know, Monday, June 17th, another title in Boston.
Yes.
Comes. Who do you think will be the drunkest on that boat? Like Porzingis, maybe?
Peyton Pritchard? The little Oregon guy?
Yeah.
Probably going
to
get after.
You think he likes to smoke weed? Definitely. Yes,
Oregon guy.
Definitely smokes weed. Reminds me of like any Quincy High hoop star. Just like trains threes, smokes weed, probably skips class. I went to Oregon, pretty good academic school. Probably definitely went there for athletics, but.
Yeah, absolutely, dude. Marcus Mariota, I think his like number one class was golf when he went there.
Just trying to compare, you know, a Quincy High fella to
Oregon Peyton University. Yeah.
So not a good comp. Not a good comp. Want to give a quick shout out before we go to Slide Edge Fitness and Performance, 101 French Avenue. Craig Kelly, he's getting in, you know, Archbishop Williams High School, Braintree High School, you name it. You know, there's private sessions, there's group sessions on the weekends early on. You know, hit him up, DM us if you want and get in contact with him. And also the law offices of Patrick J. Foley, located at 265 Worldwood Street, Quincy, Mass. I know the, you know, buying a house nowadays is really tough, but him, I think he'll make it a little bit easier on you with the legal work.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Yeah, got anything else?
Celtics just won it. Yankees are next. Oh, yeah.
They usually choke in the playoffs, but banner 18.
So did the Celtics until this year.
Coming to Boston. 8-24. 08-24.
Yeah, Kobe.
Shout out Kobe. We'll end it there. Episode 165 in the books.
Yup!
The new year is almost here, and if you're looking to shed off some holiday pounds before beak season, well, look no further and head on down to Slide Edge Fitness Performance, located at 101 French Avenue in Braintree, Massachusetts. Owned and operated by our guy, Quincy legend, Craig Kelly. You will be assured that you are getting the best training around. They believe in only the highest standards of physical fitness training and have been leading the charge at their state-of-the-art fitness facility since 2020. Their staff is actively enriching the lives of members and creating a community of like-minded people who love being healthy and strong. They are helping you to get in shape and teaching you how to maintain your health and fitness. Group fitness classes as well as one-on-one personal training sessions are available. Make sure to visit slideedgefit.com and also follow them on Instagram at slideedgefitness and set up a consultation today. If you're looking to get back in shape or trying to get a slight edge on the competition, this gym is for you. Check out Slide Edge Fitness and Performance, located at 101 French Avenue in Braintree, Massachusetts, and tell them the boys from Steel and Nas sent you.